From NPR News in Washington, I'm Korva Coleman. The death toll from this week's dual earthquakes in Indonesia has passed 1,000 people. It's feared that will soar because hundreds of buildings have collapsed and thousands of people are trapped in rubble. Worst hit is the Sumatran island city of Padang. Reporter Duali Saikauto is outside a large hotel in the city center. That's where rescuers are trying to free several people who may still be alive.
International and local rescue teams continue to search for signs of life at a four-star hotel that was destroyed days ago. Red Cross officials at the scene said they learned at least eight people were still alive because a text message was sent from a victim inside the hotel to his family yesterday. An unidentified police said he witnessed one of the survivors describing the man as middle-aged, his face badly injured but still conscious. Rescuers are carefully removing concrete and drilling through iron and metal to reach him. For NPR News, I'm Duahli Saikautau in Padang, Sumatra.
Ireland's foreign minister says it appears Irish voters have approved a treaty reforming the European Union. It modernizes the EU by giving officials the ability to make decisions more easily. A year ago, Irish voters rejected the treaty. Supporters then sweetened it by allowing Ireland to keep a permanent seat on the EU's key executive body. The EU appears ready to block a further alliance between a number of transatlantic airlines. Larry Miller reports from London.
The European Commission warned British Airways, American Airlines, and Iberia their plans for closer cooperation on transatlantic routes may violate antitrust laws. Regulators sent formal charges to the airlines, which already work under their One World Alliance banner. The EU says they are investigating plans to expand the alliance to jointly manage schedules, capacity, and pricing, which may force out rivals. Current operations are not in question. The airlines insist they'll defend the action, asserting that customers would see substantial benefits from the joint transatlantic business. If the alliance is found guilty of forming an illegal cartel, it could be fined up to 10% of global annual turnover. Other airline groupings face similar investigations. For NPR News, I'm Larry Miller in London.
President Obama says Congress can make it easier for Americans to start up new businesses by adopting his health care overhaul proposals. In his weekly media address, Mr. Obama says small business owners can become more creative if they don't have to worry about paying the cost of health care.
Rising health care costs are undermining our businesses, exploding our deficits, and costing our nation more jobs with each passing month. So we know that reforming our health insurance system will be a critical step in rebuilding our economy so that our entrepreneurs can pursue the American dream again.
In the Republicans' weekly response, Congresswoman Candace Miller of Michigan says that will not help. She says the GOP prefers tax cuts for small businesses. You're listening to NPR News. 39 people have been indicted in Washington, D.C. They're accused of spending more than $300,000 in bribes for licenses for taxicabs. NPR's Allison Keyes reports.
The indictment reads a bit like a movie script. Some of the payoffs included large sums of money stuffed into grocery bags or folded newspapers. One was made in a shopping bag, bulging with nearly $60,000 in cash. Three men are accused of bribing the head of the district's taxi commission to get multi-vehicle taxi licenses. In a separate indictment, one of them and 36 cab drivers are accused of paying the taxi commission official for individual cab licenses. The official worked undercover for the federal government during its two-year investigation. Last week, a senior aide to a D.C. council member was arrested for bribery, accused of trying to influence taxicab legislation in exchange for cash. Prosecutors say their investigation continues. Allison Keyes, NPR News, Washington.
Typhoon Parma has made landfall in the northern Philippines. Heavy rain is inundating the area. Thousands of people have evacuated the coast. There are no reports of injuries. Parma may not be as devastating as Typhoon Ketsana, which blew over that country last week, killing nearly 300 people and flooding millions of buildings. Parts of the Filipino capital, Manila, are still underwater. The head of the United Nations Nuclear Watchdog Agency is visiting Iran this weekend. Mohammed El-Baradei is expected to press Iranian leaders to keep their promises and allow international weapons inspectors into an Iranian nuclear facility. Iran just formally disclosed the facility's existence this week. Diplomats offered that promise this week at high-level meetings in Switzerland. I'm Korva Coleman, NPR News.